Great. So if we could just start off, if you say your name and where you work for and where we are actually physically now.
or I can start?
Yep.
Oh, okay. My name is Bob Singleton. I'm the executive director of the Greater Astoria Historical Society, and we are currently speaking in the offices of the Society at the fourth floor of the Quinn Building in the heart of Long Island City.
Thank you. And could you describe a little bit about the aims of this Historical Society and how maybe it's changed in the last 10 years? What kind of things you do?
Well, the Greater Astoria Historical Society actually represents the neighborhoods that comprise Old Long Island City, which was one of the three cities of Greater New York in 1898. It was comprised of New York, Brooklyn, and Long Island City. And the goals of the Historical Society is to use our past, not to weep for what's lost, but to use the past to help build the future. And the Greater Astoria Historical Society serves the population of the people of Long Island City and the surrounding areas. And part of our goals is to help people understand and appreciate the past, of our community, and also the heritage that's in this wonderful neighborhood.
Okay, we've got a bit of an accompaniment on this interview just because my baby son is with us. Explains the noise. Talking of the heritage, could you just describe, as you did earlier today, how 30th Avenue progressed as a street, how it emerged and became what it is now?
30th Avenue, we actually have some information on the actual birth of 30th Avenue, the original landowner who went to the Astoria Village and said that he wanted to donate some land to start as a street. And he gave it the name. We don't know why he called it 30th Avenue. The records don't record it, but it does record the date of its birth. It's very, very beginnings back in the 1850s. 30th Avenue ran from the East River all the way to 51st Street, which at that time was the border of Long Island City. The start of 30th Avenue was simply some empty lots that wasn't filled. It first got started when the trolleys started to run along it in the 1870s and 1880s, and homes started to, small buildings started to line the trolley route.
Houses or shops?
They were mostly houses. In those days, the area was well spread out, and most of the shops were along the very major streets, such as Steinway Street or Astoria Boulevard or Vernon. Shops came later. In 1917 is really the big boost of Grand Avenue. It was originally called Grand Avenue. When the elevated train was put in and a station was set up on 30th Avenue. And literally overnight, the area became developed into what we see today, where there was lined with mostly three-story buildings and even higher, where you had the shops and stores on the ground floor. And in many cases in those days, the actual owners of the shops would live upstairs. It's very interesting. The earliest years of 30th Avenue, there were a lot of German stores, a lot of specialties, interesting stores that sold to the neighborhood. A lot of the shop owners were Jewish. And again, it was a wonderful situation where the people would live live upstairs from their own stores. They were part of the neighborhood, and they supported the softball teams, or they supported the charities within a neighborhood. And in return, because they realized in those days that a healthy neighborhood was a prosperous community. So there was a wonderful relationship between 30th Avenue that started at that time that actually exists to this day. Now, of course, populations change, retailing changes over time, and what used to be stores that were mostly retail stores or small 5 and 10 cent stores, as they called them in those days, or small grocery stores in those days, or clothing stores, began to evolve. Today, we see 30th Avenue, a different demographic. We see many specialty food stores on 30th Avenue. By the way, the name changed from Grand Avenue to 30th Avenue at some point in the 1920s when the Queens adopted what was called the Philadelphia system, where avenues were basically ran east and west, streets ran north and south, and it was a grid imposed on the entire borough of Queens. The reason being that Queens is actually an amalgam of a number of different townships and villages and one city, and there was a number of many Washington streets and main avenues and what have you, and they decided just to have one system for the entire area. So it became 30th Avenue. today, 30th Avenue, if you walk down 30th Avenue, you still see some of the original buildings there. For example, the original police precinct and the original Long Island City Firemen's, Exempt Firemen's Association, Volunteer Fire Corps. The police station is now the Hannock Building. The Firemen's Association is now a medical clinic. But there's also, as you go between the area between, say, 31st and Steinway Street, which is considered by many people the heart of 30th Avenue, you'll see many outdoor cafes, you'll see many food specialty shops. The Greek and Italian communities are most notable for fabulous foods, fabulous dining, and the cafe society, if you will. And the 30th Avenue today is as much demand as it was when it was first laid out many, many years ago. As a matter of fact, the future of 30th Avenue is very bright because it's become an area of much much demand, much interest.
Wonderful. Talking of the future, are there any particular ways that you can envisage it changing in the next 10 years, or is it hard to say?
It's pretty difficult to say. I mean, you know, we're seeing more and more, housing. We're seeing taller buildings being put on 30th Avenue. So I'd assume it would become much more densely populated, mm-hmm. if you will, in terms of, you know, structures. I think also you have the... I think the guy's here.
Can you stop the... I can press pause.
Yes. Yes, sir.